Our next group is thrushes. This family includes several of North America's finest songsters. We'll learn three species: wood thrush, veery, and hermit thrush. These woodland minstrels all have beautiful flute-like songs. Let's begin with the wood thrush, a summer resident in all the eastern states. We heard his vocalization in the introduction. Here's the wood thrush again. Certainly, this species is in the running as one of North America's premier vocalists. The main part of the wood thrush's song can be represented as Eole. Listen for this flute-like phrase and its variations, sandwiched between introductory and ending notes. The final phrase, a series of fast-fluttered notes, sometimes sounding like a metallic trill, is also helpful in distinguishing the wood thrush. The call note of the wood thrush is a loud, clear pip, 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 pip. Listen again to the Eole and the fluttered ending. The Veery's haunting song consists of a series of downward spiraling flute-like notes. Listen for the descending pitch of the successive spirals. If you listen carefully, you may note that the bird is actually singing in harmony with itself. This can be better heard if the song is slowed down to half speed. Listen. Recall our discussion of the avian syrinx in the introduction. The Veery's self-sung duet is a good example of how a bird can produce more than one sound at a time. Now let's get back to normal speed and listen to the Veery's call note, a vocalization that seems to repeat the bird's name. Veer, veer. Here again is the mysterious song in the call notes of the Veery. The Hermit Thrush's song is another beautiful vocalization. Its ethereal flute-like melody is best recognized by the long, relatively low introductory note. The series of notes which follow the introduction often create a tremolo. Listen again to the Hermit Thrush's song, with its single, low introductory note and higher tremolo-like phrases. Note how the pitch varies considerably within the song. Now let's see if you can identify these three thrushes. Listen for the eole and the final flutter notes of the wood thrush, the downward spiraling song of the veery, and the long, low introductory note of the hermit thrush. We'll rearrange the order, so listen carefully. First, second, and third.